Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom sound.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right, it is time once again for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off from Las Vegas. How about round one? Man, I'm telling you what, I'm so fired up, I don't know what to do with myself. First off, there's so much stuff that happened yesterday that I'm telling you, we're going to go back and forth and throw things around, and I apologize. But we do want to take your questions and your comments about the things that have been happening down here. 646-915-9940. Feel free to jump on board here, give us a call. We definitely want to hear from you. But what a round, what a way to start off the PBR World Finals for the 2011 season. I'm telling you, especially being a Florida guy, you got to pull for the Florida Cowboy, and congratulations to Caleb Sanderson for getting the job done in round one. Very pleased to see that, and I'm really excited. Actually, just talked to one of the guys that helped get him to where he was or how he got started in the bull riding, and really helped step him out, and that was one Mr. C.J. Brown back in Sunshine State, and I know he actually just told me, he said, well, if you see old Caleb, he said, you tell him that he owes me a chair, because he said, I was sure enough riding that chair so hard that I broke the darn thing. So, yeah, I'll tell you what, was real exciting to see him turn out and pull off an 88.5-point ride there in round one, really setting the tone. You can't say enough about the Bulls. I mean, the top 40 were here, and they had 9 qualified rides. That says something about the caliber of bulls that were here at the PBR World Finals. And just like every other year, you know, I mean, these guys, they got to bring their A game if they're gonna be able to compete and do well there at the finals. Austin Meyer started things off real well and was really pleased to see that. You know, there's just, like I said, so much activity going on. We want to take your calls. We want to take your comments in our chat room. We want to know what you guys thought about some of the activities that were happening out there. Please make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll get to your questions and your comments, and we'll try to get this thing lined up. But, man, I'm telling you, I mean, from yesterday, they had the legends up there, the founders, and they had a second founders forum that was hosted by Rob Smets. And, you know, I think they did a great job taking questions from the fans and, being able to answer that and interact with the fans that were out here in the fan zone was wonderful. And hopefully you guys got to see that online there on PBRnow.com as they were streaming that live. And we'll also take questions and comments about the draft. Anything that's going on out here in Vegas, we want to know what your questions or comments are about it. If you guys, saw something out there that we may have not been able to see or we overlooked, definitely jump on board here, give us a call. We may or may not have a guest caller jump on our show here today and talk about some of the things that are happening out there as, this round one really set the pace. And bringing in the heroes and the legends was something fantastic. I think the PBR, I commend the PBR for what they did here, starting things off with the Heroes and Legends reunion and bringing all these guys together and being able to sit back and talk with them. It really is. It was just a special thing, and I really hope that you guys have enjoyed it. I know that you guys have gotten a lot more exposure to it with the live video streams, with that activity. I'll tell you a little bit about what we had the opportunity to do yesterday and just how things rolled out that way as well. So make sure you guys are stay tuned all day long. I will tell you that we are actually going to be hitting the road tonight. Myself, Rob Smets, we've got to load the truck. Just actually took his family out to the airport, got them safely on their way. Some of them heading to Oregon, some of them heading back to Texas, and then we're going to lift pickup truck. We're going to head out here after a while. We're still hoping to get down there with Sam Medlock and get a video broadcast. We were really hoping to do it last night after the draft. Wasn't going to happen. These guys were worn out. They had been going at it all day long. We're not in the right form to try to get out there and get this video broadcast set up. So, unfortunately, I apologize to the fans about that. We will work on getting this done. Even if I have to take a trip back down to Houston and sit down with Sam one day next week or the week after, we will make sure that this happens. We want to give you guys, we've got a lot of highlight footage from not only here in Vegas, but also in Arkansas. You know, we've got the training camp video with the Allied Bull Riders that is actually out on YouTube right now. You can find that link there on our Facebook page. Highly recommend you guys go over there and check it out, as it gives you really some detailed footage, even shows making eight out there, which I was really pleased with and got to thank him for that. You know, Sam and his wife, Catherine, have done a fantastic job developing this team, and I really think that they have laid the foundation for not just them setting the pace for the teams, but, you know, set the foundation for other teams to come in behind them and start working and training and competing at that level. And we see the Brazilians doing it week in and week out. But we're going to talk about everything that's happened here in round one. We're going to take your questions. We're going to take your comments. Like I said, feel free to jump on the phone lines. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to know what your questions are. We want to know what, you know, throw something at us. We want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, it's more Bull Riding Action from Las Vegas. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Megan 8 Rodeo Network.
Five-time world champion Rob Smets. You're listening to Megan8.com.
With a little fist, and watch out when he starts to twist. That's what the daddy used to tell him, boy, on how to ride him bull. I got a jingle in my dream, and so a place is in between. And I'm leaving old Salt Lake with a push and a pull. In for buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the crew cabin. Jumping, jumping up one side, we're sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Turn up that radio. Don't want to think about a rodeo. Don't want to think about a roundup. Well, up in old Cheyenne, and it's a crazy circuit. All the steel you work in, well, turn down. Get up and check again. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Cooper Field. We're jumping, lugging up one side. We're sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Play. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
so much.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back. You know, that was the Justin McBride version of Cadillac Cowboy, and I've got to tell you, we played that song for a reason, because that's a song that really has stuck in my mind here, especially since last night. And we're going to talk a little bit about it, but really glad to have all of our fans hanging out with us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as we're broadcasting live from Las Vegas. And, you know, what a round one. What a way to get things started here and, you know, kick this party off. Tough bulls out there, only 9 qualified rides. And I see some of our questions that are popping in our chat room right now. You know, one of them being who was going to win round tonight's round, round two. And I got to tell you, I don't know. You know, I believe that there are some fantastic matchups tonight. I was at the draft last night, had the opportunity to see some of these guys, looking over and seeing what's available. I will tell you that I do know that you know, I think that I think that Reese Cates is going to have a better matchup tonight. He picked the bull, bring it. I know that Cody Lambert said he doesn't think it's going to be enough for him to win a round on, but I like the matchup. I think the bull's going to fit him well. I thought we had a really good one there in round one, but unfortunately it wasn't the case there for Reese, and you know, ended up getting brought down early. But you know, when you take a look at a guy like Austin Meyer, riding real consistent, did the job. Ryan Dirt Eater had a fantastic time. If you guys have not seen the pictures that we have on our Facebook page, got a really good one there of the old bow and arrow move that Ryan does, his little signature move after he rides. And really glad to see that. He had a real impressive ride. And, of course, the Florida Cowboy, Caleb Sanderson, you know, had an opportunity to talk to, you know, the guy that coached him in high school. And he said, you know, I'll tell you, if Caleb keep his head down, he'll sure enough ride what he's got out there. So, but I think the Brazilians, you know, the Brazilians had a rough night last night. All three of the top bull riders, Robinson, Palermo, you know, Valderon, as well as Serrano, all bucked off last night. I don't think they're going to buck off twice in a row. I think we're going to see those guys make some bull rides tonight. So it really is anybody's game. And tonight's matchup, I look forward to seeing it. I bet you we get a 90-point ride there in the long run. I just think that with the bulls that are matched up against some of these guys, I think it could happen. And I see our comment coming in from a good friend there, Miss Gabby, back in Texas, that Caleb is now a Texan. Well, he will always be that Florida Cowboy. You can bet on that. He's Florida through and through, and I'm sitting here in the room with Miss Leah and her family, and they're, of course, from Florida as well. So you're kind of outnumbered here, Miss Gabby. I can tell you that Caleb is a Florida boy, and although he may be residing in Texas, he's Florida boy at heart, and we're proud of that. You know, speaking of Florida guys, I did have an opportunity to meet Tater Porter during the award ceremony as they inducted him in the Ring of Honor. So this has been a great way to start the finals. I mean, first Tater Porter, two nights ago, was inducted in the Ring of Honor, and now Caleb Sanderson winning round one. That is huge. That is absolutely huge, and that really sets a tone. It definitely makes a statement. I don't know if Guilherme Marti was the only Brazilian to actually cover a bull last night, but I do know that he was the one in the top ranks right there. I was kind of shocked. I really was. But some of the matchups were not the best out there for those guys for that particular night. So anyhow, we are rolling with it. But I've got to talk a little bit about this, and this is huge to me, and I'm sure it was to a lot of fans out there. Hopefully you guys have had a chance to go to Facebook and check out our album, as we added about 75 more pictures last night. A bunch of them were, of course, my traveling partner coming out here to Vegas and Rob Smets. How about the opportunity to see Rob put his cleats on one more time? I was that was amazing. I couldn't believe it. I was emotional over that, seeing the opportunity or having the opportunity to see Rob make probably the last time that he'll put his cleats on in the arena and go to work out there, especially at that level, at the PBR World Finals. What an opportunity. And hopefully you guys got to see it. It was amazing. And, you know, I saw a little bit, I wouldn't say hesitation, but and a lot of it may have been for fear because his family was here at the arena watching. But I can tell you that, you know, by the time that they hit that fourth bull or so, it was a red bull. It was actually the second to last one that he stepped in front of out there in section one. I will tell you what, Rob made some rounds, and he made some big rounds on that bull. And after that, I just talked to him this morning as we were in the truck together taking his family to the airport, and he said, I'm going to tell you, Scott, he said, I felt it then. He said it was on. He said I could have gone the entire night after that. He said I loosened up. And I was right there, and the minute I got touched, he said, it was over. He said, I was hooked. I was ready to go. And, man, what an opportunity it was. And that's why Cadillac Cowboy was so fitting. And, you know, I really I was very impressed by how they handled things. But, you know, that's one thing that really stands out for these, you know, the guys in the rodeo community, is that, you know, when you make your last ride, you want to make it your best one. And last time, you know, Rob was carried out on a stretcher with his broken neck. I will tell you that Rob had an opportunity of a lifetime as well, and that was to come back again and make his last rounds his best ones. And, you know, were they his best ones? I can't answer that, but I know that they were good, and he was able to walk out of that arena and tip his hat to the crowd, and that's huge. That is absolutely huge. And, you know, Joe Bumgardner is going to be doing it here at the end of the week, you know, as his final performance. So, you know, this was a huge PBR World Finals. It really was, and I am just so blessed to have the opportunity to be here during this entire time. It really is. It's been a great opportunity for me, and hopefully you as well that have been able to watch at home, watch online, or be here yourself. So, you know, you guys make sure that you guys keep tuning in. It can only get bigger and better from here, and I think we're going to see a lot. Now, I have not had an opportunity to even look at PBRnow.com to see how the standings changed after last night, but I can assure you that, you know, Austin, and this was what we didn't see last year, was Austin had a hard time there at the finals last year, but he sure enough stepped out last night, got the job done, and that sets a really strong tone. You know, it really does. It sets the pace. How is Shane Proctor doing? You know, I know that he is, you know, he's kind of sore. He's hurting. So what's that going to do for him through the remainder of this? I mean, he's been day-to-day. So, you know, he does look like he will be there. You know, and right now he's sitting eighth in the average for the PBR World Finals. So I'm just taking a look at that right now. And I see some of our fans are asking about Jock Conley. He was I believe Australian invite, and you know, I did get an opportunity to meet him at the meet and greet, but you know, and they brought him over just for this event. But that's a huge opportunity for a guy like him, and he's making the trip worth it. You know, sitting in fifth place right now with 86.5 after round one, so certainly says a lot about these guys. The Brazilians are up there. Pete Farley I stand correct. I think Pete Farley was actually bucked off, but I believe they do have him standing in 10th place right now for the finals. So there's so much at stake, and I mean, there's only a quarter point separates first and second. So, you know, got to make sure you tune in. It's going to get wild. It really is. And these guys are going to get more aggressive. They're going to really start pushing themselves in order to make these qualified drives. So I think we're going to see a lot of action. you know, I'm seeing some comments that I'd love to be able to have an opportunity to talk with Pistol. You guys should send out the phone number and tell them to call into the radio show as we're here in Vegas. And absolutely, Gabby, it's like, you know, but, you know, that's a great comment about the PBR is going to have some big shoes to fill with Rob and with Joe. But, you know, Joe, I mean, obviously Rob's been out of it for a period of time, and Joe now stepping out of it. But they have brought in some fantastic bullfighters in Jesse and Frank and Shorty, you know. I mean, really, you know, you're replacing greatness with more greatness, you know. You really are. I mean, these guys are the top of the level. They are the best of the best, and they're proving it day in and day out. So, and that's it. I'm seeing some more comments coming in our chat room. Gabby's asking, you know, if I think that Renato bucked off due to rider error or due to his shoulder. I'll be honest with you, watching his ride, I don't think it was his shoulder as much as it was that bull just did not sit well with him. It did not match up. And I don't know how he's going to do tonight because he got brought down pretty hard. But I will tell you that I don't believe it was that. I just believe that bull was not suited for him. And the bulls were very tough last night. They were extremely tough last night. So, you know, it makes it hard to make that kind of call. I personally don't want to say it was one or the other, but I haven't had an opportunity to talk with him either. So, you know, had I had the opportunity to talk with him, you know, it might have been a little bit different. But I did talk with a few guys last night. Brendan Clark, who is obviously, you know, was not able to do his broadcasting this week and wanted me to tell all of the fans out there how much he appreciates you guys and appreciates the support and cannot wait to get back home to California to sit back down and talk about the PBR World Finals. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Got to sit down with him and Allie last night for a little bit. Was a great opportunity to just, you know, talk bull, you know. And I'm telling you, he was real aggressive in watching his draw. He's a little bit further down the list than what he wanted to be, and I know he didn't quite get the bulls that he wanted, but I think that we could see some great bull riding action. Sean Willingham, great matchup. JB, chicken on a chain. Oh, man, I'm telling you what a matchup that's going to be as well. That is huge. That is huge. So. And it looks like that I'm seeing that JB actually moved into ninth place after last night's round. And how cool was it to see him really put it together as well? He's not had the best of finals here last year or so. I was really impressed to see JB step out and make a good bull ride. And he's got a better matchup tonight, something that he could really make some great points off of. So, yeah, I do too, Gabby. That's a great comment about JB and hoping that his ride last night will carry over to tonight. That's what I was referring to earlier this week, and, you know, that first round is critical, and I really believe that that's what's going to set the tone. You know, so it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. But it is vital to get that first ride under your belt. Only 9 guys were able to do it last night. So I think we're going to see a lot more qualified rides tonight, in my opinion. Even though there's a lot of ranked bulls in this pen as well, I truly believe that, you know, that there's going to be a lot more guys that are going to be aggressive. They know what's at stake. They can't afford to lose 2, you know. So it's going to be very, very tough. I like the 9 top guys that are there now that have gotten that first first bull rode in round one. I like their chances to be able to carry over and have that momentum going into round two. I think that they've all picked bulls really well. So they've got some great matchups. And, you know, I truly believe we're going to see some great things happen tonight as well. Like I said, hopefully we'll be able to stay online long enough as Rob and I will be on the road heading back to Texas. And then I'm going to be honest with you, I can't wait to get back home. I'm so ready to get back home. You know, been out on the road for a while, was down in Houston and obviously then over to Little Rock and of course now out here to Vegas. I wouldn't say I'm homesick, but yeah, I'm homesick. but yeah, we're going to be able to tune in and watch the live event center, and we'll be posting some comments out there and hopefully hearing from you guys. I got to say that if I haven't had the opportunity to meet some of the maniacs out here, I'm really sorry, and I wish there was a way that we could meet up. You know, unfortunately, we're not going to be here throughout the entire finals. It's just the way things are, you know. We have got to get back to Texas, and Rob is going to be a granddaddy come Monday. So what an experience it is for him, too. What a blessed week it is for him to have the opportunity to do some of the things that's happened and receive the inaugural Jim Shoulders Lifetime Achievement Award. And then he turns around and sets in the arena for Section 1, gets to turn around some bulls and step in front of them. And then, you know, he's going to be a granddad come Monday. How awesome is that for a guy like Rob Smith? I think that's the coolest thing. I really do. And hopefully we will give you guys some live video broadcasting on the way back. I believe we're going to be able to. It just depends on the timing and where we're going to be, but I do believe we are going to be able to give you guys a little bit of life on the road. Depending on what time we get out of here today, I would really like to have, you know, this first part of the road trip going through Flagstaff and into New Mexico on there. It's beautiful countryside, and I think you guys really enjoy sitting back and talking with me and Rob. Make sure you guys get some good questions so we can talk with him as we're on the road heading back. I think you guys will like it. Anyhow, looks like Miss Lauren is going to be taking off here off of our deal, but she will be on the phone line, so tuning in, and we certainly appreciate it. And if you fans out there want to tune in on the phone lines, or if you guys have questions or comments and want to give us a little cowboy logic for the day going into round two, feel free to do that. 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk with us. Anyways, we're about 30 minutes left in our show here, guys, and I've got to say it's going to be busy. We're going to work on getting over with the Allied Bull Riders. I'm not sure what Reese Cates has got lined up here early this afternoon. We're going to try to get things set up, and then we've got to break it right down so we can get it packed up and head back to Texas. And then, of course, ultimately Oklahoma, which I know that today being Thursday, I would have to say that the latest I'm going to be home is going to be Saturday. So that's 2 days away. I'm excited to get back there to the great state of Oklahoma. And, well, shoot, you know, you take a look at what's going on. Ryan Dirtyder, Oklahoma Cowboy. Ralston Meyer, Oklahoma Cowboy. And then, of course, our home crowd, our history comes from Florida with Caleb Sanderson. Kind of pleased to be around those areas and know that there's so much talent that has come out of there, like Austin and Ryan and Caleb. So it's a proud day, that's for daggone sure. Even though you guys are claiming that Caleb is a Texan now, he's still that Florida Cowboy. Don't try to take credit, because that boy come out of Florida, and I actually rode against him when he was still in high school. He'd come down to a little junior or jackpot bull ride on Friday nights down there at the Kissimmee Sports Arena. And if you ever have an opportunity to talk to him, just mention Kissimmee Sports Arena, and he'll say, "Yep, that was my arena." And sure enough, it was. You know, that guy there is dominated there, especially when he was in high school. And you know, he has learned a lot about riding bulls from right there. So he is a Florida Cowboy. Anyways, we're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to start talking a little bit more about the PBL World Finals and talk about tonight's matchups. And you guys have get your questions, your comments out. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. And remember, if you want to talk with us, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you're there. How about a little bit of I Got a Feeling? Let's get this party started right here on a Thursday. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show on the Making 8 Radio Network.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Party every day, and I'm feeling woo-hoo.
Howdy, folks. It's Rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing this tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
Oh, that's right. Get a grip right here on the Lunch Out Rodeo Show on the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we're kicking things off. Round two happening tonight from Las Vegas. CBR World Finals, and man, oh man, I'm telling you, what a round one we had down here. Great honor to be down here and watch all the heroes and legends and be able to sit back and talk a little bit about with them. Even just being that fly on the wall and hearing some of the conversations has been amazing. Never felt in a million years that I would have an opportunity to do this. And, you know, we were talking with, I believe a while back, we were talking with Sadie Berger, and she was talking about getting the family together and some of the conversations that happened. And we heard a lot of those conversations happening out here. And you talk about a great opportunity just to sit back and listen and learn and, you know, hear about how things were back in the days and talk about some of the bulls and the matchups. And then, you know, to have these sit-downs like the fan or, you know, the Founders Forum and, you know, the question and answer session hosted by Rob Smith yesterday in the Fan Zone, that it's huge, huge opportunity. And they were streamed live online. So I know that most of you got the opportunity to see it, and if you haven't, I'm sorry, because you really missed a lot of opportunities to hear from so many of these heroes and legends that put this sport where it is today, and that is a huge accomplishment. You take a look at what we have right here in front of us and what's happening right here in Las Vegas and the amount of money that's at stake, what these guys are riding for. You know, just to hear how it developed and got to be to this level, it's amazing. It's amazing. And to be able to travel with the guy that helped do that, you know, in Rob Smets, and you know, to see him put his cleats on, to see him receive that Jim Shoulders Lifetime Achievement Award has truly been a highlight in my life. You know, it's been an inspiration to know that, you know, when you're dedicated to something, you can win and you can succeed. And I will tell you that I had a great conversation with, you know, actually the same guy that coached Caleb Sanderson in high school was the same one that taught me how to ride bulls, and that was Mr. C.J. Brown. And you know, I'm not sure if he's listening or not or if he's had an opportunity to go back, but I will tell you that, you know, C.J. and I had a great conversation this morning, and he said, you know, Scott, he said, despite what people may have, what people may say about you, he said, I'm very proud of you. And to have somebody like that, you know, a mentor, and one thing that he's always told me is it doesn't matter. If you're dedicated to this sport, there's a place for you. And it may not be on the back of those bucking bulls, and it may not be here at the PBR World Finals like it has been for Caleb, you know. That's an opportunity. Only top 40 guys have that opportunity to do that. You know how many bull riders are in this country or in this world, you know, there's too many to count. So, you know, but there's a place for everybody in rodeo and you know, in this sport. And we truly believe that we found it. Have we been perfect at it? Absolutely not. Have we learned from many of our mistakes? Absolutely. And you know, it's just like riding a bull. You know, if you don't learn from those mistakes and learn to deal with them, you'll never succeed. And that was something that CJ had told me this morning. But he said, I'm proud of you. And that meant a lot to me to have an opportunity to hear from somebody like that. You know, this is the same guy that put, you know, that helped develop the skills that Caleb had in taking him to the PBR World Finals. So you can absolutely bet that we are motivated. We're coming out of Las Vegas with a passion and with, you know, with the mindset that we are going to win. We are going to be here on a regular basis. We're going to be doing things for you rodeo fans. We're going to be giving you the exposure that you want and the interaction and the connection that you want right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So I want to thank all of you guys for being part of this. It has been slow starting, you know, But you take a look at where we were a year ago, and we were having to watch this online, you know, and to be sitting here, you know, just down the road from the Thomas and Mack Arena is a huge opportunity. So if somebody says, did you actually succeed this year? You bet we did. You bet we did. We've gotten to see more. We've gotten to do more this year. You know, we have struggled, but we have survived. And that's rodeo. That's bull riding. That's the life that we live. So I have to personally thank each and every one of you guys for sticking with me as long as you have. It really has been a great opportunity, and it's been a fun ride. It's been one heck of a ride, and it's still going to keep going as long as y'all are here and as long as y'all want to be a part of it. So when you guys, you know, when you guys think about where Making 8 was a year ago, when you guys first jumped on board to where we are right now, know that we are going to take it bigger and better places and do more with it throughout this next year. So you do have a lot more to look forward to. You know, like I said, it's not always going to be, you know, ups and, you know, or living the high life like we are today. But you can bet that tomorrow, if we were to get bucked off and we were to get brought down, we're going to get right back up because that's what we do. And we're going to make it through it. And you guys have that opportunity to, you know, to suffer through our failures as well. But we're going to learn from them. We're going to keep pressing on because that's what we do. And I, like I said, I'm excited. I'm fired up. I got a whole new passion. Being able to be here and see the things that we've seen and do the things that we've done, I can't, you know, I couldn't have done it without you guys. And, you know, we're going to continue to keep doing it for you guys because that's what we do. And if you don't believe me, you go back and you talk to some of the fans that have had that opportunity to meet up with us. You take a look at, you know, what we've been able to do with some of the fans that are out here, you know, Linda Wells. And, you know, to me, it was something that was – we just utilized the resources that the good Lord's given us, and that's what we do here at the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Same way with working with Team Allied Bull Riders, you know. That's just something that we absolutely have to do. So, anyhow, I just wanted you guys to be aware of that and be a part of that. We're excited for it. We've got phone lines open, guys. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk with us, and we will get you on the line. But PBR World Finals is underway. Round 1 is in the books, and we've got 9 Cowboys that have completed that first ride. I believe we're going to have a lot more tonight. And I am excited to sit back and see how this thing unfolds. It's kind of shaking up the game a little bit now. But, you know, the psychological thing is, you know, can the Brazilians overcome being bucked off that way? And can Austin Meyer and LJ Jenkins and some of these other guys step up and continue that streak that they're on? Man, it's just going to make for such an exciting finals. It really is. And I hope that all of you guys are going to be tuning into the Versus Network, tuning into PBRnow.com. You know, you're not going to want to miss this. You really aren't. This could potentially be one of the best years that we've seen at the PBR World Finals. So, you know, we've got Team Allied Bull Riders here, and they're ready to go. You know, Reese Cates is, you know, he had a bad round 1, but it's going to be how they pick themselves up and dust themselves off and get ready for round 2. It's in the books. It's gone. It's history. You know, now it's up for these guys to press on and look at what they have here today. You know, Reese made his own pick. You know, with round 2, it certainly makes things more interesting because those guys, you know, they kind of lead their own destiny. You know, they do that anyways, no matter what bull they get on. But the bottom line is, this time they have an opportunity to pick their own bull. So what can you say about it? You know, we've got to go back to this little competition deal that we have going between Short Go Radio and myself. I will tell you that Making 8 Rodeo did have a hard time last night with our pick, being that we have Miss Denise and we have Rob on our side. I will congratulate Short Go Radio and Mike for, you know, they put some good picks out there on the board. But that was only round one, and there was only 9 qualified rides. Round two is going to be a whole lot better. Mike, are you with us?
Hey, Scott. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's going all right, man. Loving life right out here, enjoying the beautiful sunrise here in Las Vegas, Nevada, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I stayed up last night and watched most of the first round. I'm going to finish watching it this evening when I get home. I got it TiVo'd. But I looked at the scores on the day sheet when I got up and got going this morning, and last night was a really tough round. But I could tell you that these guys are fired up, and you know that they're going to come out and they're going to be trying to do everything that they can do to hang on to these bulls tonight. So it's going to make for an interesting night tonight.
Absolutely. You're right. And you know, Mike, I had the opportunity to sit back and actually talk with a lot of these guys. And that is a huge deal to see how a lot of these guys are kind of picking themselves up and saying, you know what, last night it's in the books, it's gone. You know, we're going to get back at it tonight. We're going to make some things happen. And, you know, this is going to be one of the biggest finals, you know. The Brazilian matchups tonight, I think, are going to be a lot different. These guys are going to be picking their bulls, you know, or they have picked their bulls, so they're going to be trying to pick what's best suited for them. But now they're coming from behind. You know, now they're chasing the Austin Meyer, LJ Jenkins, JB. Are these guys going to have enough to sustain that and carry that momentum from last night into tonight? This is exciting. This is what the sport is all about right here, and the competition that goes on. You know, this is it right here. We're seeing it unfold right here at the PBR World Finals.
Scott, that's one thing that I'm really interested to see is, you know, it really the storylines that going into this thing were the domination all year of the Brazilians. And last night, the Americans really stepped up. Glarmy stepped up as well. But, I mean, the Americans really stepped up and made bull rides. Well, This is where you come from now, is how does Savanio, Robinson Palermo, and Valderon handle the pressure of bucking off the first round, and now they've got to step up and step out and maybe make a couple picks of bulls that they wouldn't have picked because now they need that few extra points to get them back where they need to be. And now they may stretch out and pick up a little bit ranker of a bull, so a little bit harder of a bull to ride to make those few extra points. And it's really going to make for an interesting finals. And also, you mentioned the contest we've got. We did get lucky last night, and everybody had a rough night, but we had 2 qualified rides. I'm really happy with Miss Gabby and Miss Emily with their help. Because without their help, them picking, I'm not sure if I would have even done very well. But I'm enjoying it. Our contest is a good, friendly contest we got going on. And it's fun. I was more intrigued last night to stay up a little bit longer and watch the finals just because I wanted to see what some of our picks were going to do.
Oh, absolutely right. You know, Mike, I got to tell you, you know, it definitely has raised the bar. And I keep looking. I was actually last night as we were keeping score and I was sitting next to Leah, some of our maniacs down there, and I was asking them, you know, how are my picks doing? You know, how are my picks doing? And, of course, seeing that they would buck off, and oh, man. But it was. It was a tough night last night. It was a tough round one. But these guys have it under their belt. They're here in Vegas. They've made the adjustments, and they're ready to go ride some bulls tonight. And I expect just a guess. I think we're going to have somewhere between 15 and 20 qualified rides tonight. I believe somewhere probably closer to 20, at least 20 qualified rides. That's my guesstimate on how things are going. But Mike, I got to tell you, this is what it's all about, man. These guys are competing, and you know we've got Short going, Making Eight going at it. This is a good time. I love it.
One thing before I go, Scott, I'm pissing the head off, but I got to tell you one thing. It was a huge surprise to me at the first section, the first flight, when I seen that red shirt come out from behind them shoot gates. It was a huge shock to me. But what a way for Rob Smith to go out, to lace them up one more time, and to get out there and to show them that he can still do it. Man, Rob looks great with a pair of cleats on, and he is one of the best ever. Maybe he might be the best ever. And I'm really glad to see him get out there and do that. I know the fans enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Now, I think his family was holding their breath the entire time. I don't think they took a breath during the first section of Bulls because this was kind of a shocker to everybody. I don't know how it all transpired. I just know that Rob was ready, and he wanted to make a statement. And, you know, earlier in our show, when we took our first break, we actually played the song, and Justin McBride did the remake of it, Cadillac Cowboy. And, you know, the one verse in there is when, you know, when you make your last ride, make it your best ride. And that's what Rob had an opportunity to do, which not a lot of people get that chance. And, you know, last time we saw Rob in the arena fighting Bulls, he was carried out under a stretcher. So for him to come back and stand there and tip his hat as he walked out of that arena for that last time was truly amazing. And for the ones that were able to watch it online, at home, or here at the arena, they all got touched by that. And I know I was emotional to see that. And it was truly a blessing to be a part of that. And I can't wait to sit in that truck with him for 17 hours on the way home and talk about it.
Well, a really quick story about Rob. Rob is such an amazing bullfighter. Everybody knows that. But in Memphis, Tennessee in 1997 is the last time that he broke his neck. He was in a bullfight competition, broke his neck in before the bull riding. And after he broke his neck, went to the locker room, and they figured out that it was broken. He come back out and did cowboy protection for the bullfighters, for the bull riders, and during their event, and was nothing to it. And then went to the hospital and went there on with his broken neck after that. He was more worried about making sure these cowboys, these bull riders, had somebody to protect them than he was his neck being broken. And that's what kind of person Rob Smith is. And I have all the respect in the world for him. So, and it was awesome to see him out there last night. And I'm truly excited, and I'm glad for him to receive the Jim Shoulders Award this year. I think it was they picked the right person to honor the first award to. So, but anyway, Scott, I just wanted to say that I was really, really excited about the rest of the week, and I hope my picks do well because I want that Applebee's, buddy.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you just don't hold your breath on that, buddy. Round two's coming at you, and I think we're gonna see what'll happen. But man, I appreciate you jumping on the show here with us, giving us a quick call, and take care, man. We'll talk to you after round two.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Mike Anderson, Short Go Radio, obviously teamed up with Miss Emily and Miss Gabby as they lay it out there, and they've got their picks, and of course, Making Eight. You know, myself, Rob. Miss Denise, we're going to make some things happen too, so don't you all sweat it. Making Eight will come back. We're not scared. We're ready. And I think we've got some great riders set up for tonight. Should be a really good deal. And I do want to make mention, I did have an opportunity to talk with a lot of the guys last night out there around the draft, and got to talk with Cody Nance, and I got to talk with Sean Willingham. I think Sean Willingham's got a really good matchup too. You can bet that, you know, he can stick it on him. And I believe that Sean can get things together. One guy that's been kind of struggling here recently, Dusty Ephraim, the Canadian cowboy, and I had an opportunity to run into him in Florida. And then, of course, him and his wife were out here this week. You talk about a drive. Now, this guy was just at the Canadian finals on Saturday and then had to turn around and make a drive right here and be here Monday for check-in. You talk about hauling from across the border now. Those guys have made a cross-country trip, and they were hauling. So when I say that myself and Rob have a long drive, not compared to Dusty. But, you know, Dusty, he's had a tendency here recently, and I've noticed it, to look off. And I said, you know, man, it just seems like you're picking your head up. And he said, like, you're right. He said, I get distracted or I start thinking of something. And the minute I do, I pick my head up and I'm on the ground. I said, man, just keep that head down. You'll be all right, you know. So I really look forward to seeing tonight's matchups and seeing how things unfold. I really do. It's going to be a great time. So we're just about at the end of our show here, Rodeo fans, and I got to thank everybody for tuning in here once again with us today. We do have some cowboy logic for you, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton, and she really giving us some good cowboy logic today. Something that really pertains to me, something that I'm going to reflect on as we hop in the truck and head back to Texas, but if you work hard, stay focused, and never give up, you will eventually get what you want in life. And that is some fantastic cowboy logic, and I've got to thank Melanie for that. It's going to give me a lot to think about on that long trip home, about what we can do to make Making 8 Rodeo Network better for you. And we've got a lot of things in the works. We've got the IFR that we'll be looking to stream live. We've got the CBR finals, possibly, there at the end of January, that we look to also broadcast online for you guys. We're going to be giving you guys some live events again. We're going to get those fired back up, as well as we're going to continue to keep working with Allied Bull Riders and give you some highlights, some footage, and follow along with Team Allied on and how they're doing. So make sure you guys are staying tuned to Making 8 Rodeo Network. Make sure that you guys are tagging us in posts, please, and make sure that you guys are getting the word out there because you are our advertisers. And as long as you guys are enjoying it, then we know that other fans will enjoy it too. And we are going to keep doing it for you. We want to make you guys proud to be part of Making 8 and the Making 8 Maniacs. So once again, thank you guys from Las Vegas. We will be back on our – we will be on the road with Rob Smets, heading back to the great state of Texas. And then, of course, you know, from there, it is on to the better state of Oklahoma. So we'll be getting home, being able to kiss the wife and the kids, and I'm so excited about it. But, this has been one heck of a road trip, and glad you guys have been able to be a part of it. Make sure to stay tuned to Making 8. We'll get you guys updated on the Allied Bull Riders. Hopefully get you guys a link posted up here shortly as I'm heading over there to go visit with them now. So until then, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
God.